time now for Love Bites with our lifestyle coach, Francesca Luca. Love Bites, taking a bite out of love, one question at a time. And it's being sponsored, as always, by our great friends, and we're happy to have them on in 2026 as well. A big shout-out to Meineke. Meineke's Hanover, Quincy location. Go there today for fast, reliable car care. Go with the name you know. Go with Meineke. Here she is, Francesca Luca.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Francesca. How are you?
Well, it was a tough ride up from the Cape this morning, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Were you stuck in that? Yeah.
I was stuck in that. Yep.
Yeah, we had a crash in Duxbury.
Yep. We got lots to cover this morning, though.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We got the ugly sweater contest winner.
Yes.
And do we want to talk about that before, or do we want to take the Love Bites question first?
What do we think is more dramatic? Should we just do the reveal? Because this is for everybody listening. And by the way, they can go to the Francesca Luca show to see the pictures.
Yeah. We got a bunch of them. Yeah. Well, first of all, the prize is a $250 gift certificate for a Glow 2 facial at Beyond Aesthetics in Westport with Tricia. She's fabulous. I've had many of them. Absolutely fantastic. So it was not easy to make a decision, as you know. There were some really ugly, ugly sweaters. But the winner was really, it was very interesting. It was a woman and a man, and they were in one sweater together, Stella and Fred. And hands down, they won. Big shout out. She gets a $250 gift certificate for a Glow 2 facial at Beyond Aesthetics. Very, 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 woo!
Well,
so at any time during this segment, Stella can call in to get her prize, 781-837-4900.
Stella and Fred.
Well, Stella and Fred, they are obviously a couple. Yes.
They are, I can say it now because I saw when you put up the thing, I wanted to write my thing. And then I said, well, I really shouldn't be weighing in while the contest is going on. But now that it's over, I can say that Stella and Fred were my favorites.
It was just, it's a fabulous, it was great. The two of them in one sweater together. I mean, can you imagine? It's like they were like born twins, like they were, you know, they couldn't be separated.
It's cute. And he looks a little like Santa. Right? He does. Fred.
All right, Fred.
Doesn't he?
All right, Stella, you can call in any time to get your prize. And,
yeah.
All right, and we're going to move on to the Love Bites question.
All right, here we go.
And Happy New Year to everybody. This is the first time I've been back.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
2026 for Love Bites. All right, so let's see here. All right, so, and by the way, we'll tell you how you can send in your questions. But here is today's. This is from, we'll call her Sarah. Hi, Francesca. Happy New Year. I just got engaged on Christmas. And of course, I am thrilled. But, all capital letters here. But.
The big but.
Yeah. Then just yesterday, my fiance tells me he wants his mother to live with us. Now, we're in the process of buying a condo together. And what had happened is his dad passed away 6 months ago. All right. And his mother has been having a terrible time of being alone, right? Mm-hmm. He's the only child living close to her. He has one brother who lives out of state. She needs to be constantly attended to. I don't mind. I like her and we get along well, but I don't want to start my new life with my mother-in-law living with us. You know, my fiance is upset that I don't want this and I'm baffled with how to deal with it. I want us to all be happy and I want to help her as much as possible, but not within the same four walls. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong to want to start my new life without my mother-in-law moving in with us?
Well, Sarah, congratulations on your engagement. I'm having a panic attack right now, just thinking about just thinking about the idea of your mother-in-law or your mother-in-law to be, obviously, moving in with you. I'm just going to tell you a very quick, short story. I don't want to show my age, and so I won't tell you how many years ago it was, but it was a lot of years ago. It's my best friend. She was engaged to this guy. He decided he wanted, yes, same thing, his mother to move in with the two of them. I ended up having to take her to the emergency room. About a week later, she thought she was having a heart attack. This is really challenging. I mean, it really, really, truly is. Your fiance has two major life events colliding. He's got joy, obviously, the engagement, and loss. And you know what? After a major loss, it's not unusual for someone who's grieving to seek proximity to feel safe. I think that's very natural. Wanting his mother close might be more about soothing his own anxiety, or maybe he's unconsciously stepping into the role of the good son. I don't know. Or which, you know, could he could also be competing with the husband role, right? That's even worse. He could become the surrogate husband for his mother, if you will. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too psychological here, but I would be very, very concerned. I understand your fiance's position. I understand your position. I think they're both, you know, valid. But I would be very concerned because a parent in the home can unintentionally shift authority and decision making, right? Not to mention emotional loyalty, particularly early on in a marriage. So, but whatever the reason is, wanting to start a marriage without your mother-in-law is perfectly normal and okay. So, you know, that's kind of my Love Bites two cents before we have you chime in, Rob, and I'm so certain that our news director is going is just chomping at the bit.
Here she is chomping.
Yeah. So I don't know. Who should we hand? Okay, Rob, first let's hear. Seriously, this request and, you know, her hesitation, I think are both valid, but I'd love to know what your thoughts are.
It is valid, I guess. I don't know. I'm just trying to think about if I was the guy or whatever and it's my mom and I'm the only sibling around, you know, you if mom needs attention, I feel like I got to take care of my mom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess I'd have her move in, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think a parent living,
I mean, luckily I've got other, you know, I've got my siblings live around here and my mom is fine. She wants to be alone and, you know, in the homestead.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you and I guess, disagree because I really feel that this would change the entire dynamic of the marriage, and especially early on, you've got to build your foundation.
Well, I guess,
you know?
But they did get engaged, and so...
And besides, big decisions anyway should not be made in the middle of grief.
And then they can have the wedding, and then the mom can say, I'll see you later.
Yeah, but support doesn't mean that you have to share the four walls.
Okay, so you're saying no, then.
Well, I am saying no. I mean, I, you know...
Okay.
I am saying no.
No,
saying I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think that the support needs to be within the four walls of this newly married couple. How about nearby housing, professional care? How about shared responsibility with the brother?
Well, he lives out of state.
Yeah, no, I know. But, you know, they're also, I guess he's got a big decision to make and so does she because the risk of resentment, you know, is, in my opinion, a real factor, especially if she acquiesces to doing something that she really, really doesn't want to do. But I don't think that
at
it needs
point,
to be. I don't think it needs to be. No, she can't move in with us. Bye-bye. We're abandoning you. You know, have a long, long, long conversation, a long discussion about what other ways are. There's many ways to skin the cat. Christine, jump in.
Open that door for that woman because I know she's shaking over there.
Where's the door? Well, there's a couple of things.
Oh, come
to consider.
On, door. Sorry, the door's stuck.
Thank you.
There you go.
Just hit my toe in there. Here's my attitude. Maybe it's a little bit different than yours. When you get married, your spouse is the most important person in your life. It's not your parent. It's not other people from that. It's your spouse. They're the number one priority and should be throughout your marriage. I think it was very unfair of him to bring this up unless this has been an ongoing discussion. You're starting a life together. And that's not the 7-year itch. It's the 4-year. The me and the me has to become a we or you're never going to make it. And I don't think it has to be all or nothing. Now, I'm not sure if it's super cultural with them that they expected a parent to move in. You could take a hybrid approach. Okay, maybe move closer. We'll have somebody come in 2 days a week to help you with things. And we will set up a schedule, maybe with another relative. We will come and we will do this on XYZ. So there's something to look forward to. This person knows their support. And maybe after 6 months, they can review. But that's a lot for any spouse to ask their other spouse to have a parent move in. I would say absolutely not.
You're saying no.
No.
Wow.
That's their life.
Yeah. And you know what the other thing is,
too? There's a way to do it without having it all or nothing.
There's no mention of the fact that she's ill or incapacitated in any way. She's grieving after 6 months. This is normal. I mean, how many years do you think they were married? 50? I mean, probably, you know what I'm saying? This is normal. 6 months of grief is you know, grieving after 6 months of a death is not that long. And, you know, why not go to dinner with her once a week? Maybe have her come over to dinner, you know, once a week.
Hey, okay. Get her a 30-year-old boyfriend.
Oh, I love that. And now we're talking,
and
Christine.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But seriously, I mean, a small amount. This is going to be a nightmare. This is a nightmare waiting to happen. And I couldn't agree with you more, Christine, that the couple needs to really protect their marriage, especially right in the beginning. You know, if they were married 10 years, 20 years, I don't know. Maybe, you know, it'd be a different conversation.
I'm sure I've known. Okay, so
Rob, your mother cut your crust on your sandwich.
You know? I assume she'll be in there, but I also she'll be doing the laundry if she's home. Now, I'm sorry, Mom. No, but, and she will, she'll maybe do some cooking. Now, but are you saying that, in the beginning, obviously, this is, I can understand. Are you saying, because I know people personally, I'm sure you do too, that after 20 years, they've had two parents in their house?
That's a different situation.
So you're saying,
we're talking about this one.
So you're
and you're starting out.
The beginning, then.
And
that makes a difference.
You have to build that foundation. That's very important because you've got to develop that cohesive unit. And in this situation, they didn't say anything about whether she was ill. There's a way to handle it without having it all or nothing.
All right.
You know, I just want to mention one thing because, Christine, you said maybe it could be a cultural thing. And you know something? I used to get I was living further north, I used to get my hair cut. This woman, she was from Greece, and she was lovely. And her parents lived in Greece, but obviously she lived here in America. They came to live with her. But guess what? She loved it. Her husband was from Greece, too. The kids loved it. Everybody loved the one big happy family. They loved it. But, you know, so it was a completely – and I would say, your mother and your father are living with you? She said, oh, yeah, it's so much fun. And the mother did all the cooking, and the father did the yard work, and she did my hair, and her husband was a dentist, and the grandkids were just happy as a pig. You know, and you know what? So that's a different story, you know, and that is completely different. That's cultural. I don't think that's the case with this. So, Sarah, congratulations. Just have the conversation and good luck to you. And I'm going to wait for you to send me those wedding pictures with a big fat smile on your face and a note telling me that you did the right thing.
All right. Let's see. You want to hear what some other people say?
Yeah.
All right. Nina in Scituate says, how far does the mom live away? Well, that we don't know in the text. I don't see that. How far away does the mom live? 781 says, Francesca, how about instead of buying a condo, buy a house with an in-law apartment or a house with area to build or a small house or ADU? 781 says, the mother-in-law, I guess, wouldn't be exactly, but would be nearby. Some people do that now. Is that too much?
I mean, that's a personal choice between the two of them. But I think that even, you know what, right now making the decision is not the right time. I mean, you know, revisit it in a year. Revisit it after the wedding. Revisit it, you know, no, not now. But that's, you know, that's my Love Bites tip. That doesn't mean it's right. Doesn't mean Christine's right. Doesn't mean you're right.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, I think I agree with you, too. But I don't want to come across. Christine, you need to stay in my corner.
Wow.
Let's see. We're like little, you know, witches over here. No,
I would
not
never
at all.
Describe myself that way.
No, I wouldn't either.
I'm practical and realistic.
You are absolutely right. That's the practical thing to do.
Connie says, perhaps the mother-in-law should be encouraged to find peer groups through Council on Aging or their local senior center.
Yes,
100%
absolutely.
100% agree with you, Connie says, with Francesca and Christine. The couple needs to establish themselves. There you go. That's Connie from Duxbury.
Another brilliant listener.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Connie. Thank you to all our listeners for writing in.
Hey, if people want to get in touch with Francesca, can they?
They certainly can. They can go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and they can just click on Contact Me. We've got a ton of questions that came in over the holidays, so we've got some catching up to do. But, definitely write in, and we'll get to them.
Da-da-da.
Da-da-da.
That's our Greek music there for the Greek
I like that music.
Yeah. Let's see. So, on the line now we have, Stella is there.
Oh, cool.
Stella. Stella is on WATD. Stella, you're on with Francesca.
Hello, Stella. Congratulations to you. You're going to love this facial.
Oh, thank you. I'm actually separated from Fred in the sweater sense.
Oh, you scared me there for a second.
Oh, yeah, I know. I said, wait a minute, I better take this off the air.
No.
I didn't know where this was going. Yeah.
We have separate sweaters now.
Okay. I understand. Yeah.
All right.
Well, it is flu season. Yeah.
All right, Stella, we'll stay on the line.
Do we need Stella's information?
I've got her information. So I've got it, and I will get that gift certificate to you. ASAP.
Great.
And thank you for entering the contest. Awesome.
Well, thank you to everyone that voted for us. That's great.
Okay. All right. You have a great day.
You guys have a good day. Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
That's Stella checking in. Stella and Fred, the winners of the contest.
That was a lot of fun, that contest.
That was a lot of fun. I love that. The Ugly Sweater Contest. Check out the photos, Francesca Lucas Show on Facebook. And of course, she'll be on tonight after 9 with her full show. And then you'll be back next week, right?
Next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye bye, everybody. Francesca Luca joins us every week at this time on WATD.
Thanks, Robin, Christine, and Sarah.
Thank you. Sponsored by Meineke.